Welcome to Business Next, news and views on the latest developments of importance to Michigan's small business owners. Business Next is produced by the Small Business Association of Michigan. Your host is Michael Rogers.
Very much. Here on Business Next, my guests and I share tips and advice on how you can become more profitable and successful in your small business operation. There's an archive of previous shows that you can listen to on all kinds of great topics, like managing your finances and handling your employees. And you can get online alerts when new shows are available by following me on Twitter, MW Rogers, that's MWROGERS on Twitter. Today on the program, I welcome back one of my favorite resources, Tom Borg, owner of Tom Borg Consulting. He's a coach, trainer, and consultant. Tom, good to talk to you again.
Hey, Mike, it's always a pleasure to be here with you and our listeners.
Well, it's great to have you on the show because I feel like you've got a lot of credibility because you work with so many small business owners. You find out directly from them about their issues and concerns, and then you have some great suggestions and tips on how to help their businesses grow and thrive. You know, I ran across something the other day. It kind of reminded me that so often in management advice, we kind of forget the ultimate purpose of a small business. And I know you've defined that. So what would you describe as the purpose of a small business operation?
Well, the definition I like to use is the one Peter Drucker shared with us so many years ago, and that is to gain and retain customers. That's really the purpose of a business. So often in the talks that I do, the audience will always answer with a different question or answer with a different answer when I ask that question. And they'll say things like, well, it's to make money, you know, or to earn a profit. And I have to remind them that's putting the cart before the horse. You've got to create the kind of business where you can attract the right kind of customers and then do your best to retain them.
Tom, are there some key things that you need to do to set your business up to be really good at attracting and keeping clients?
Well, I think one of the main things we have to do is to create the right kind of culture. You know, the place where you have created a place where the right kind of people come to work for you. They love what they're doing. They support the vision, the mission of the company. And as a result, they're simply fulfilling that each and every day that they come to work. So I think that's the key place to start, is creating the right kind of culture.
Easier said than done. I know a lot of small business owners are thinking about culture, how to define it. Expand on that a bit about that process.
Well, I remember Earl Nightingale once used an analogy. He said, he talked about this person who's lost in the woods. He came across an abandoned cottage, and it was cold outside, so he went inside to get some heat. So he went up to the fireplace, and he said these words, "Fireplace, give me some heat, and then I'll give you some wood." Well, guess what? It didn't work that way. You know, it's like in our business. We've got to put something into that culture that we're trying to create in order to get something back. But we've got to be the starter, so to speak. Too often, business owners will say, well, hey, listen, they get a paycheck. That's all they really need. Why do I need to put some extra incentives into the mix? Quite frankly, if you're going to put something in, you'll get something out of it. And that's just how it works in life.
Tom, I've also heard you talk about something that you call the lesson of the koi fish. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, koi fish is another word for a goldfish. That's a Japanese version of that. And if you take a koi fish and you put it in a little goldfish bowl, just a small bowl, maybe half a gallon, something like that, that fish will pretty much stay the same size that it is. It won't grow much bigger than an inch and a half maximum. But if you take that little fish out of there and put it into a large pond where it will grow as large as a foot and a half. So what's the difference? The environment. If you create the kind of culture that encourages your employees to grow, you give them the right tools, you provide the right training, you provide the right type of mentoring to them, you're going to create the kind of employee workplace that's going to allow your employees to just thrive, to grow. And as a result, your company is going to grow. That's the best place to invest your money, is in your employees.
Well, speaking of investing in your employees, I guess that certainly is right up your alley as a trainer. You're making a good case, I think, for the value of investing in employee training.
Well, it's been said that 5% of your profits should go right back into your employees. That's just a good standard measure of making a business grow on its own, and that is to take what you're earning, 5%, put it right back into those employees, which could mean, you know, technical training, soft skills training, maybe equipment that they need, software that they need. Maybe it's being able to hire additional people as you need them so that the company is able to meet the needs of your clients and customers. But all of that really adds up to a better culture because you're focused on growth and you're not focusing on just trying to take something out without putting something in first.
It seems to me as well in this era when it's so hard to attract good employees and it increases the value of retaining the good employees you already have, mm-hmm. that potential workers, your current workers, if you're putting money into training and helping them do better at their job, they're going to value their employment even more.
Absolutely. They're going to we'll talk more about this later in our program today, but they're going to feel like they're really wanted and that they're valued. And that comes from the checks that you write or the credit cards that you're charging. That's one of the best ways to prove to your employees that, hey, we really do value you because these investments we're making, monetary investments, are designed to help you grow as an individual. And we know the company will grow as a result of that.
Great advice from trainer and consultant Tom Borg. We'll take a break and come back with more from Tom right after this. You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.